name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship on what must be described as a not particularly pleasant morning, but it's lovely to have you here worshipping together as we gather around the table of the Lord.
My brothers and sisters, as we prepare to celebrate the presence of Christ in word and sacrament, let us call to mind and confess our sins. Father eternal,
giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, teach us to be faithful in change and uncertainty, that trusting in your word and obeying your will, we may enter the unfailing joy of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time for my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. At my first defence, no one came to my support, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so through the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus: God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. He wrote letters. He wrote them to friends and colleagues. He wrote them to groups of people. He wrote them because he had to. He wrote them about all sorts of things. And I wonder if he, St. Paul that is, from whom we hear much as we gather here week by week, listening as we do to excerpts from his letters to the Christians in Colossae or Corinth, Galatia or Rome or Timothy as we do today, I wonder whether he'd be surprised that 2,000 years on, we still hear these letters. In the passage before us, he is being poured out and is looking back and reflecting on his life. A life in which he says he has fought the good fight, finished the race, kept the faith. A life in which to hold on to the faith has not been easy, especially when all deserted him, except that is from the Lord who stood by him. In a sense, Paul was thinking about his legacy. He is thinking about what sort of life he has lived and what difference he has made. And the questions Paul asks of himself are familiar to us. We wonder what will survive of us. For I think we all hope that in our lives we have made a difference. We like to think we have been useful, to have left some legacy. And yet sometimes too we also feel a bit inadequate and wonder, well, whether we could have done a bit more. And yet, and this is what Paul I think is saying in the reading before us, is that our life with God, our faithfulness and knowing our need of God through the seasons of our lives is what matters most. Paul, of course, hopes that his life has made a difference, that through him the message, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ has been proclaimed. But though he has written his letters and done his best, it has all grown from that simple belief and trust in the God whom he gave his life to on the road to Damascus, to whom he says there should be glory forever and ever. And this sense of knowing our need of God, believing and trusting that we are loved and matter, is at the heart, of course, of how we make the most of our lives. For it draws from us a response of living and loving and serving as best as we can in ways large and small with those we are given, rooted in that simple faith in God, knowing our need of God's love and mercy. That sense of needing God's love and mercy is what the Pharisee seems to be missing, of course, in the gospel. His life on the surface looks exemplary, the tax collector not so. Yet the tax collector knows his need, and so we pray, do we. That as our colleague for this morning puts it, we might be faithful, living as we often do, with change and uncertainty, so that through us the message, the good news of the gospel might be proclaimed. And this faithfulness will be seen, of course, in how we live and love. And this love will, as St. Paul likely knew, endure long after we have breathed our last breath. For what will survive of us is love. Those are the words of the poet Philip Larkin. They were written after he'd visited the Arundel tomb at Chichester Cathedral. It's a tomb, if you don't know it, rather like the Scargill tomb behind me. The stone, of course, is different, but the style is broadly the same. Husband and wife lying together in death as in life. Except there's one significant difference. The husband and wife are holding hands. Perhaps it was this detail that led Larkin to conclude the poem with those words, "What will survive of us is love." For the love we give and share, the kindness and the generosity, the support and the help, the compassion and the care, these endure and are treasured. All of us carry memories with us of those who have loved us and shown us the way. Think, for example, of those from amongst our family here at St. Mary's who have gone before us and whom we remember. We remember them just as we have many times in the past, and we will this coming Friday when Jeanette's funeral is here, knowing that those who've gone before us weren't perfect, but what survives of them is the love given and shared, a love that overcomes all our shortcomings and endures. And as we journey on, coming here week by week, often mindful of our failures to love, we encounter God's compassionate heart and are renewed by the love of God, sent out again, as we will be this morning, to love and serve in whatever way we can. Archbishop Stephen Cottrell, a few weeks ago at our clergy conference, reminded us of our priorities of clergy. But his words were, and I think for all of us, when he said, take time to pray, take time to rest and sleep, and do what you can. Take time to pray, through which we are renewed in love. Take time to rest and sleep, and do what we can. So, friends, we leave here this morning renewed in our commitment to do what we can, whether we are young or old or whatever stage of life we are. We leave knowing our need of God's love and mercy as we go about our lives. There may not be letters we have written that will be read in 2,000 years' time, and yet what will survive of us, as I'm sure St. Paul hoped too, in the memories of those we leave behind, but also in the eternal heart of God, is love. What will survive of us is love. So may the message of that love be proclaimed to all, so that when we come to the end of our lives, which we all will, when we look back at what we have done and left undone, we can, like Paul, by God's good grace, say that we have fought the fight, we have finished the race, and we have kept the faith. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. We pray for your church, both here in Whitkirk and around the world. Today, thinking especially of the province of the Anglican Church of the Congo, its leader, the Most Reverend Taitra Ande Georges, its clergy, and all who worship. In our diocese, we pray for our Bishop Aaron as he settles into his new role as Bishop of Kirkstall, and for all parishes currently in vacancy. Here at Whitkirk, we give thanks and pray for Matthew as he continues to lead us in making St. Mary's a church where all find a welcome and are nurtured in their journey with Christ. Lord God, may your guiding light continue to inspire, energise and renew, and may your church be a source of comfort, hope and strength for everyone. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our world, for those places impacted by conflict, for those places impacted by extreme weather. We pray for those people fleeing from danger and for those who put themselves in danger to protect others. Creator God, you have given us all that we have and the freedom to decide how to use what we have as we please. Guide us all to act in a way that respects what we have and respects each other, to strive for a world of peace where the vulnerable are protected and the challenges our world faces are addressed by the rich for the benefit of the poor. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our nation, for the King and his family, and for our political leaders. We give thanks that we live in a democracy where those in power can be held to account for their actions, where opposing views can be heard, where peaceful protest is tolerated. We pray for those who ask questions on our behalf and keep us informed, for journalists, both local and national. At this time of political turmoil, we pray for those people who will be involved in the process of selecting a new Prime Minister and for those who put themselves forward for selection. Lord God, give wisdom to our leaders as they strive to find solutions to the challenges of the day. Guide them away from the temptation of promoting self-interest and towards solutions that help the most vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our community, for the residents of Station Court. We pray they follow your command to love each other as themselves. As we enter half term week, we pray for students, teachers and support staff. Pray they enjoy their week off, stay safe and return to the classroom fully refreshed. We pray for all charities that operate in our communities, for their supporters, workers, and all who benefit from their work. In particular this week, we pray for Age UK and their Abbey Dash, due to be held at Kirkstall Abbey, and the Royal British Legion and their Poppy Dash, due to be held at Temple Newsham. We also pray and give thanks for our friends at Crossgate's Good Neighbours, who do so much work to reduce loneliness and isolation and support independence. Lord God, we are grateful for all the gifts you have provided in the community we live in, and for those who do anything to enhance our community. Guide us to protect all who have provided for the benefit of future generations. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our families and friends, and give thanks for those relationships that give us joy and laughter in happy times, and support and strength when things are tough. Faithful and loving God, bless our families and friends. Grant them your gifts of love, wisdom and faith, pour upon them your healing and reconciling love. Protect their homes from all evil, fill them with the light of your presence, and plant in them the hope of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for those who are unwell and give thanks for those that look after them. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers. Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster, Roger Guy, Jean Bannister, and Graham Webster. Together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mould, and Lynn Perry. Healing Lord, we commend to your keeping all those who suffer or who are in any pain. Be with them in the dark hours to comfort them, to support them, and to bring peace to them. Give to all who care for the sick wisdom, skill, sympathy, and patience. Lord, in your mercy.
Yeah.
We remember those who have recently died. Jeanette Songhurst and Lucilla Cavrier. And on the anniversary of their death, Ian Gateby, Harold Batty, Sandra Scholey, Edna Thompson, Douglas Spence, Doris Howden, James Cooper, John Graham, Helen Noble, and William Godson. Remember in your mercy all those who have gone before us, and preserve in your faith your servants on earth. Guide us to your kingdom, and grant us your peace at all times. Lord, in your mercy. Loving Lord, you know us and all we are facing. We thank you that we could come to you as we are, with all our fears and concerns, our difficulties and challenges. Draw close to each of us and those we have prayed for. Bring to us peace and comfort, and fill us with your Spirit, that we may be bearers of your grace and hope to others. Protect us, encourage us, and keep us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, you nourish us at the table of your word and the table of your sacrament. As we feed on you, the bread of life, may we daily grow into your likeness. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, it is our duty and our joy at all times and in all places to give you thanks and praise, Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. And now we give you thanks because you have given us the Holy Scriptures to instruct us in the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ is died, Christ is risen, Christ will.
Accept through him, our great High Priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit. Inspire us with your love. And unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let us pray. God of all grace, your Son Jesus Christ fed the hungry with the bread of his life and the word of his kingdom. Renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness, sustain us by your true and living bread, who is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Give you grace to become the people he has called you to be, that you may live and work to his praise and glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.